Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos, Daf Pei Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, on the fifth line, with the word Hanevad. Hanevad, if Tanai Tani Ben Shalai Ben Shalachim Osa, if Tanai Tani Shalai Osa Shalachim Muta. An item used for idolatry, such as if a person bowed down to an animal, then one Baisa taught that whether it was his own item or another's item, it's prohibited. Another Baisa taught that if it was his, it's prohibited, but if it was another's, then it's permitted. Having by Meima, Manda Amma Ben Shalai Ben Shalachirim, Asa, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yuda, Manda Amma Shalai Asa, Shalachirim, Mutter, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon. They wanted to suggest that the first Baisa is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yuda, and the second Baisa is Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosef Hashem Rabbi Lo, Dibri Akolhi, Kimot the Tamer, Taman, Davish Yesh by Rochaim, Afafisha in an Ethel Hedget, Nethel Gavaya, with the Gavasa, Davish in a Shelcha, Afafisha in an Ethel Hedget, Nethel Gavaya. Rabbi Yosef quoting Rabbi Lo said that the first Baisa follows all opinions, just as you say that that concerning a living creature, unlike an inanimate object, even though it does not become prohibited for regular use, it does become prohibited for use as a sacrifice. Similarly, something that does not belong to him, even though it does not become prohibited for regular use, it does become prohibited for use as a sacrifice. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar Kanase Dub Meir Va'avad Uvda De Kavase Min Ador Amasach Gifonoi Al Gabi Tvorosi Shechaviroi V'hi Ma'asa Ma'ase Ele Kesher Hoisif Lefidato Hu Moisif. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said that when the Mishnah taught that if one causes his vine to spread over his neighbor's produce, if he prohibits it and he's responsible for it, it's a penalty imposed by the mayor, even though the person merely caused the damage, and one should actually rule this way. This is learned from the Mishnah's wording of caused his vine to spread. Did he actually make it grow? Rather, when it grew, it was with his intent, so it's as if he actually made it grow. Chad bar nash, chavi saleh de rabloza, amalei tavehi, b'yifsalis, asa uvda, koimid b'shim ben lokish, v'kansei, min hado. A person once showed a seller coin to Rabbi Elazar to prove that it was usable, so that the questioner could accept it as payment from somebody. Rabbi Elazar approved it, and it was then discovered it was unfit for use. The case came before Rish Lakish, who penalized Rabbi Elazar for causing financial loss to the person based on the following brisa. One who shows a dinar coin to a money changer to give his approval, and it's discovered that to be unfit, then the money changer is liable because he was paid for his work and he should have been more careful. Rabbi Elazar Nosei Socha, but was Rabbi Elazar a paid worker? He didn't charge for his advice. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Avuna Hamachzik Boy Kenosei Socha. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Avuna, said that the reason that a money changer is liable isn't because he's paid, but rather since he's holding the money, it's as if he's a paid worker and must be paid for the damage that he caused. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Avun Loi Amar Kein Ela Rabbi Elazar Amar Kanasei Drabbanon Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Kanasei Drabmeir. Rabbi Yosi Rabun said that no, Rish Lakish obligated him since Rabbi Elazar himself said that means not just Meir, but even the Rabbanon penalized for damage that was merely caused. But Rabbi Shimon Lakish's opinion is that the penalty is only according to Rabbi Meir, and the Lacha is like the Rabbanon. Kach asa uvda shal Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Elazar hahein knasa the man amalei the Rabbanon amalei poik shalim. Such a case occurred, and Rabbi Shimon Lakish asked Rabbi Elazar that case of the money changer, whose opinion does it follow? Rabbi Elazar replied that it follows the Rabbanon. Rabbi Lakish told him that if that's his opinion, he must therefore pay the penalty. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah taught that one who causes his vine to spread over his neighbor's produce, he prohibits it and he's responsible for it. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon said that a person cannot prohibit that which is not his. All agree that the grapes are prohibited as he's prohibiting his own item. Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan, could it be that the crops of the one who prohibited do not become prohibited, and those of the one who did not do become prohibited? Ma pligin b'mesachich eskefonei al gabi tvorosoi shel chaveiroi. B'mesachich eskefonei shel chaveiroi al gabi tvorosoi kol amemoidi shoise neesa. Over what are they disagreeing? Over one who spreads his vine over another person's produce, but if one spreads another person's vine over his produce, all agree that the crops of the one who prohibits become prohibited. What would be the law if one spread another person's vine over that person's produce? The Gemara answers that our Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yosi said that it once happened that a person planted seeds in his vineyard in Shvi'ith, and Rabbi Akiva ruled that a person cannot prohibit that which is not his. Rabbi Yosi used his case to question the Tanakama, who must therefore hold that one could prohibit that which is not his.